Welcome to the broadcast of Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are a church that is Christ-centered, diversity-driven, and community-committed. A church that's bringing people together, sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. We seek to love God, love people, and serve the city. We welcome you to our broadcast.
Again, welcome to Crosstown Church of Memphis. We're so glad that all of you are here with us today. Hope that you have had a blessed week thus far, and we pray that your week continues to be blessed. Amen. And so we are continuing a teaching series that we started 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago now, something like that. And today we are going to be concluding that series, which is titled, You Want Blank, But You Need Blank. And today, I think today is part seven of this. So, you know, in this series, we've been talking about, you know, essentially what our wants versus our needs. The very thing that they were talking about in this video here. You know, there are a lot of things that we want in life, and we put so much effort into trying to get those things. We want more money. We want better jobs, better careers. We want bigger houses, more cars, trips, vacations, bigger TVs. You know, the latest gadgets, clothes, purses, shoes. And the list goes on and on. You know, Marguerite was just talking to Carol this morning when they first jumped on here. She was talking about, you know, this big old bowl that she got right here that she's drinking out of. That thing right there. That she's drinking, using it as a cup to drink her coffee out of. But anyway, she was talking about how she's been going through all of her old stuff, stuff that she done got from years and years and years that she ain't been doing nothing with. Whole bunch of stuff that she was wanted. She wanted, but she did not need. Yeah, so we need to get rid of some of them wants, all right? Anyway, we want to be seen. You know, not only do we want things, we also want status. We want to be seen, treated, and respected on high levels. You know, whether it's through our jobs, our careers, our positions, you know, community efforts through family and friends and relationships, associates, educational level, we all want to be, you know, treated and respected in certain type of ways. There are so many things that we want, and we spend a lifetime trying to attain these things. You know, while we're spending so much time chasing these things, chasing the things that we want, maybe we should be spending more time chasing the things that we need. Amen. You know, and the reason that we don't chase the things that we really need is because we have convinced ourselves that the things that we want are the things that we need. Mm-hmm. Lie. We have deceived ourselves. We have bought into the lie that so many others have bought into. This deception has derailed us from what is most important in life, and when it comes to our wants and our needs. So stop deceiving yourselves. Amen. No longer be deceived. I can't even remember the scripture now. It's the scripture in the Bible talking about don't be deceived any longer. The more we keep our minds on our wants, the more unhappy we become. If you think about it, really put some thoughts into it, we spend so much time from the time we wake up in the morning to the time that we go to bed and the things that we do throughout our daily lives. We spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of thinking on the things that we want to the point where we neglect the things that we need. And because of this, we become more and more unhappy because it seems like the things that we want become harder and harder to attain. What you want isn't always what you need. Somebody need to say amen. Y'all know this is true. To be happy in life, you must do what? You must learn the difference between your wants and your needs. The objective for this series has been to prioritize our values. That's what we want to do. We need to prioritize our values. Amen. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 17, which has been a scripture that's been driving us throughout this entire series, it says, do not love this world nor the things that it offers. It says, for when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything else that we what? That we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but they are from this world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will do what? They will live forever. This world has tricked us into seeking temporary gratifications and experiences that money can buy. These things fade away. These things will disappear. These things will slip out of our hands eventually. As Christians, we must clearly understand the difference between our needs and our wants. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
So, let's get into this. That was a quick review of this entire series that we've been doing. So let's get into some nitty-gritty for today and bring this whole thing to a conclusion, all right? At some point, all right, we need to understand that it's not an issue of our wants versus our needs. I'm going to say that one more time just to make sure we all can go together for the remainder of this lesson, all right? And that is, at some point, we need to understand that it's not an issue of our wants versus our needs. It's an issue of our wants versus our priorities. Remember, the objective of this lesson is to, our objective is to what? Prioritize our values. That's what we need to do. We need to prioritize our values. So it's not an issue of our wants versus our needs. It's an issue of our wants versus our priority. It's okay to want what you want. We want what we want. I want what I want. You want what you want. Marguerite wants what she wants. It's okay to want what you want. Okay. It's not okay to put our wants higher in a higher place of priority above our needs. All right. You know, our wants and our needs should not be in competition with each other. Something that guy was saying in the video when he had the two little boxing guys together. They should not be competing each other. There should not be a battle between our wants and our needs. Our wants, you know, from the very beginning, our wants are good. And it's okay to want what you want. Our needs are necessary. They are a necessity. So we have to, you know, we have to deal with those. Or we should deal with them. Let me put it that way. Our wants and our needs should not be in competition with each other. They can work together, but they need to be put in their rightful place. Everything needs to be put in its rightful place. Amen. If you don't learn this powerful lesson and master it, you will never be able to move forward in the manner that you want. All right. So I'm going to stop right here. No, I'm not going to stop right here. I'm going to pause right here. And I'm just going to let you guys know that this is going to be a short message today. So all these points, all these nuggets, all these things I'm saying to you today, grab them. Okay. Because I don't need to spill out. I don't need to hash out this entire message, this entire series all over again. If there are certain things that you didn't get, please, they all online. You can go online to on our podcast and you can listen to all of them. You can go to the YouTube, which is my name, Byron Fitzpatrick. And on my YouTube page, there is a playlist for Crosstown Church of Memphis. All the messages are on there. Go there, watch them, listen to them, whatever. So I'm not going to hash out this entire series all over again, but I am going to I'm giving out some nuggets, some points here to help us to do what? Prioritize our values. So in this, if you don't learn this powerful lesson that, you know, that our needs, you know, our needs and our wants, they can actually work together, but they just need to be put in their rightful place. So if you don't learn this powerful lesson and master it, you will never be able to move forward in the manner that you want, because your wants are going to always be getting in the way and interfering with your needs. You need your needs. Okay. You need your needs, but your wants will keep you from getting your needs, which you're going to suffer. That made a lot of sense to y'all.
I understood.
Okay. Here's a quote that I saw. And the quote is this. Somebody write this down if you're taking notes. And that is, needs are imposed by nature. Wants are sold by society. Y'all catch that? Okay, one more time. Needs are imposed by nature. Wants are sold by society. So to impose something is to put it in its rightful place or in the correct order. All right. So to put something, so if you're going to, if something is going to be imposed, so you take that something and you put it in its right place or you put it in the correct order. All right. Also, one thing about imposing something, actually, let me just start right there. I'm going to give you guys an example. Okay. Here's an example. Again, the statement is this, or the quote is this: needs are imposed by nature, wants are sold by society. Here's an example. Nature imposes the need to eat to sustain life in the body. You need to eat. If you don't eat, you're going to die. Okay? So eating is necessity. Eating is something that is imposed on us. Nature imposes that on us, all right, to sustain the body. All right? It's a necessity. In other words, nature puts it in the right place. Nature puts it in the right order. That's what nature does. Okay? But what happens is we look beyond the need to eat and we don't function right in the need to eat. What we do is we function in the want to eat. Society sells the things to eat that damages the body. So when we are not prioritizing how we eat, I'm guilty. So I need to listen to this message. I need to prioritize my values. When it comes to eating, I do not always, as a matter of fact, most of the time, I do not eat in the fashion, in the order that nature has imposed. What I do is I eat what society has sold and I keep buying. Society is selling the things that damages the body. I want this. I want that. Nature is saying, but you need this. You need that. Nature is saying you need to drink more water. And I say, but I want coffee. Y'all understand that? It's okay to want coffee, but guess what? If I'm drinking coffee more than I'm drinking water, it's wrong. I messed up. I'm damaging myself. I can never move forward in the healthy lifestyle that I should want to live and enjoy. Because I'm drinking coffee all the time and I'm barely drinking water at all. It's damaging my body. That's an example. Okay. Again, the statement is this: needs are imposed by nature, wants are sold by society. I'm going to give you one more example. Okay. To help you out here. Nature imposes the need for sex. The need. I said, yeah, y'all heard me right. Okay. Somebody needs to say amen. Yes, there's a need there. Nature, nature imposes the need for sex, for physical pleasure, and for procreation, all right? We're not gonna get a whole lot of deep on this, but nature imposes the need for sex, for physical pleasure, and for procreation. Society sells sex for lustful hunger and thirst. Amen? We need sex, okay? We want sex. God created sex, amen? And if we ever gonna populate the world like God told us to populate the world, we ever wanna have some babies, if we wanna have some kids, gotta have sex, you know? They got some creative ways of doing that today, but it ain't nature. It's not natural. Okay. But guess what? Society, in that beautiful thing that God has created, society sells sex for lustful hunger and thirst. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, it says, whatever is good and perfect is a gift from God, our Father, who created all things in heaven and earth. Both food and sex are good and perfect. But if prioritized wrong, they both can become damaging. Y'all heard that? They both are good and they both are perfect. But if they're prioritized wrong, they both can become damaging. Notice this. Notice I did not say become bad. I did not say they both can become bad. You want to know why? It's because God created them. It says both of them. It's going back to that scripture, James chapter 1 and verse 17. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift from God, our Father. Food is a gift Sex is a gift. They don't go bad. They don't go bad. What happens is they become damaged. They become damaged by the works of Satan, and they become damaged by our misuse of them. We take a good thing and we damage it. God has given us a good body, a good physical makeup, a mysterious physical makeup. He's given us this perfect physical being that he made us into. It don't go bad. It gets damaged, though. It gets damaged because of our misuse. It gets damaged because of us allowing for Satan to influence us. That's what happens to it. Did I tell you guys the title of today's lesson yet? I told you the title of the series. The title of the series is You Want Blank, But You Need Blank. So what is our wants and our needs today? Today's lesson is this, the closure, the conclusion of this series. You want what you want, but you need balance. You want what you want, but you need balance. It's okay to want what you want. Like I said, since the very beginning, the things that we want does not have to be bad. They just simply need balance. It's okay to want what you want. It's okay. It's not a problem to want what you want, you know? Balance is the condition in which different elements are equal or are in correct proportion. That's what balance is. I've been, throughout this entire series, one of the things that you've been seeing me doing, physically, is I've been using my hands as a scale and talking about different things when it talks about our wants and our needs. And so what we're doing is we're living a good portion of our lives. We live in majority of our lives. We live in, you know, from the time that we wake up to the time that we go to bed at night, the things that we allow to occupy our minds so much are our wants. And when it comes to our needs are down here. They're barely getting mentioned. We're barely talking about them. We're barely putting any real work into them. You know, as we're working and concentrating on our wants, we're hoping, we're looking down at our knees and like, hey, you better come on up here now. Come on. We need you. Come on up. And it's not moving because we're not doing anything to make it move. So what we need to do is get balanced. We need to balance. When we get our priorities in order, the scale begins to do what? It begins to balance. We're not throwing the wants away. Unless, of course, they're bad wants. Yeah, get rid of those. But if they're good wants, if they're wants that's okay, cool. Keep them. Just balance the scale. Okay. Start letting your needs occupy your mind more. So your needs can come up. Start putting more work into your needs so that they can come up. When you wake up in the morning, start thinking about, you know, put some effort into start thinking about, okay, what is it that I need today? As opposed to what is it that I want today? Balance. Or guess what? Another thing about balance. So balance is not always equaling things out. Balance is sometimes putting things in the correct proportion. Again, balance is the condition in which different elements are equal or in the correct proportions. All right. It's okay to drink coffee, but we need to drink coffee what? In the correct proportions. We need water. So we don't want to balance our water and our coffee consumption. We want to take our water and push it up a little bit higher so that the coffee is in the correct proportion. Make sense? Balancing our wants and our needs can be very tricky. It is. Why? I can give you a whole bunch of reasons why. Bottom line is because we hard-headed. I mean, why try to educate ourselves and come up with some philosophical answer. We hard-headed. That's why. So balancing our wants and our needs can be very tricky, but it's doable. But it's only doable under one condition. And that is that you clearly understand what your top priorities are, or we need to clearly understand what our top priorities in life are. And we need to protect and honor them at all costs. What's your top priorities in life? Not just, you know, your top priorities, you know, and here's the deal. We need to prioritize our values. All right. So when it comes to prioritizing things and come to figuring out what your top priorities in life are, figure out what your values are. Where are your values? And you may see that maybe some of your values are not in the right place. You know, we can value things that are not good for us. We need to really look at our values and say, okay, this is my value. These are things in life that brings profit to my life. These are the things that brings benefit to my life. These are the things that brings prosperity. These are the things that bring growth to my life. These are valuable things. And these valuable things, then you have to look at it and say, okay, where do I have these valuable things in my life at? Are they low on the scale or are they high on the scale? And so what we need to do is prioritize our values. So, but trying to put our values or our needs and our wants in the right place, trying to put them in that balanced place or in the correct proportion. Again, it can be very tricky, but it's doable. It's doable when we clearly understand what our top life priorities are. So many people don't know what their top life priorities are. If you don't know what your top life priorities are, then how can you prioritize them? But it's your values. Figure out what your values are. Get your values right, and then make those your top priorities in life. Here's another thing. And we need to not only clearly understand what they are, because a lot of people don't understand. The Bible tells us, above all, get what? Understanding. If you don't know, you don't know. And if you don't know, you lost. You can't fix it if you don't know it. And we need to do what with those things? We need to protect and honor them at all costs. Once you understand what your top priorities in life are, protect them and honor them at all costs. It takes understanding what our non-negotiables are. There are certain things in life that are non-negotiables. Non-negotiables. You know, sometimes when I do marriage counseling, you know, I talk with couples, and this is one of the things that I would ask them. You know, when it comes to your relationship, not a relationship, we're not speaking general, we're speaking you specifically. When it comes to you specifically, what is a non-negotiable? In other words, what can your partner do that's a non-negotiable that will make you walk away? Because sometimes when people enter into relationships, you know, they don't understand. They don't know what the non-negotiables are. And you find one person that'll do something. And then this one person do something, you know, it was a mistake or they fell into temptation or they did this or they did that. They didn't know it was a non-negotiable. And then all of a sudden their partner just walks out on them. You gone, like, for real, because of this? I don't understand it. I don't get it. It was a non-negotiable to that person and you didn't even know it. So when it comes to honest, you need to understand what your non-negotiables are when it comes to your top priorities in life. In other words, things that you will not say yes to. So whatever these things are, then you have to understand the non-negotiable are not compromisable. You do not compromise these things. These are things that you won't say yes to. All right. You won't say yes to. When it comes to eating. When it comes to eating, a non-negotiable. Jerome, are you on here this morning? I think I saw Deanna in here. Jerome McNair. If you're on here this morning, I'm going to talk about you, all right?
He's on here.
He's laughing. I ain't going to talk about you the bad way, man. I ain't going to check you. No, but here, when it comes to eating, Jerome has a non-negotiable. And I have never seen him compromise with this. There's been times, you know, we try to, you know, we do different things to each other. You know what I mean? And sometimes we try to tempt somebody. We mess with somebody because we know what their non-negotiables are. You know what I mean? We know the things that they want to say yes to. And we just be teasing people, playing with people, you know, from time to time. And Jerome, you know, I tried to, you know, poke at him a little bit and see if he gonna eat some pork. He won't compromise with it. It's a non-negotiable for him, you know? And so he understands that. He clearly understands that eating pork is a non-negotiable for it. He won't compromise it. That is one of his priorities. And so we need to really understand what are our top life priorities, really understand it. And so often because we don't understand what our top life priorities are, we continue to fall in that area and we continue to push our wants way above our needs. So understand what your non-negotiables are. understand the things that you won't say yes to. There are things that we all want, but in those things, what are our non-negotiables? You want something, and you have to figure out, okay, this is something I want. How do I get it? Identify the needs in order to get that, but then say, okay, in order to get this, here are some non-negotiables. Here are some things that I'm not willing to do in order to get that thing that I want. Never under any circumstances compromise. Always make decisions that align with your top priorities. If they don't align with your top priorities, cancel them, nix them. Don't go that direction. Amen. If you can't do that, you can never create or sustain a balanced life. And that's what we all need. We need a balanced life. It's okay to want what you want, but we need balance. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 1, it says, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. There are so many things. It says, you know, the scripture I shared before, all things good and perfect come a gift from God. All things good and perfect are a gift from God. But if we don't have balance, if we have a false balance in our use of them, then they become unbalanced. And this is an abomination to God. God said, I'm giving this to you. This is a gift to you, but you're misusing it. You're mishandling it. It's an abomination. He said, but what? A just weight is what? His delight. Those things that he is gifting us with, when we have them in the right place, when we have them in a balanced place, when we use them in the correct proportion, it brings delight to him. Amen. It's like you buy your kid a bike. You buy your kid a bike. And then you see the kid, you know, you go outside, everybody on the block riding your kid's bike, but your kid. And the bike tore up, wheels bent, all kind. The bike just raggedy tore up because everybody, your kid done let everybody else's kid tear it up. And you get mad. Who you get mad at? You get mad mostly and first at your kid, not all them other kids that's riding the bike. You get mad at first at your kid. You be like, man, I gifted you with this beautiful bike and you just misused it and damaged it and allowed for the world to do what? Damage it. And it's like an abomination. But guess what? When you see that child using that bike and riding that bike and enjoying that bike and keeping it clean and keeping it up, it just makes you happy because you see them being happy with it. They're happy with it. You happy with it. Everybody's happy. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15, it says, therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise men. God is literally saying here, or the Apostle Paul, he's literally saying here that you have wisdom that is a part of your natural makeup. It is a part of a natural thing that you have wisdom. Why? The Bible tells us in the very beginning, the book of Genesis, guess what? That God created us after his likeness and image. God is full of wisdom. So therefore, he's given us wisdom also. We just have not, we have not just grabbed hold of it. We have not just like, man, it's like, you know, he's given us something. We don't even know we got it. That's why people, you don't have to work for wisdom. I tell people this all the time. You don't have to work for wisdom. You know, people say wisdom comes with age. Yeah, the Bible does tell us that the wisdom do come with age. The longer you live, the more that your wisdom, you understand. It's not that you ain't never had it. It's like the longer you live, the more you realize that you got it. How do you get wisdom? The best way to get wisdom, I tell people all the time, ask for it. How did Solomon? The Bible says that Solomon was the wisest man in the world. How did he get it? He asked for it. God, in a vision, God in a dream showed him. He said, Solomon, I'll give you everything in the world, all the riches, all the jewels, everything, whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Solomon said, give me wisdom to rule over your people, to lead your people correctly. Give me wisdom. The Bible said he became the wisest man that ever lived. It was already into him. It was already in him. God just opened the door so he could tap into it. God was like, bruh, here we go. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as wise men or not as unwise men, but as wise men. You have the ability to function as a wise person when it comes to balance, living a balanced life, when it comes to putting your wants and your needs in its proper place, when it comes to making sure that you're putting them in the correct proportional place, it's already in you. Just walk it out. Walk in that's already in you. The objective, again, is this, is to prioritize our values. The only way you're going to be able to prioritize your values is you must clearly identify them and understand them. In 1 John chapter 2 and 15 and 17, again, this is our scripture that's been driving us, that we started with it, and so we're going to end with it. It says, do not love this world nor the things in it, that the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything that we see, and pride in our achievements and our possessions. These are not from the Father, but they are from this world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. Here's the thing. These things are not bad things. They're not bad things to want. But God is telling us here, the Apostle Paul is telling us here, he says what? When he starts off in this verse, he said, do not love these things. Do not love these things. It's okay to want these things. But what happens is when we love these things, they become our prioritized values. When we love the things of this world, the things that this world has to offer, when we love money, when we love cars, when we love bigger houses, when we love purses and shoes and vacation trips and all this stuff, it's okay to want this stuff. But when we love these things, we wake up in the morning chasing them every day. And we neglect our needs. Amen. While we are spending so much time chasing the things that we want, maybe we should spend more time chasing the things that we need. I leave you with this quote. Sometimes God will give you exactly what you want just to show you that it's not at all what you need.
If this message was a blessing to you and you would like to support this ministry in a financial way, you can donate electronically by texting to 84321 and enter the dollar amount you'd like to donate in the message area. Or you can mail a check or money order to Crosstown Church of Memphis, P.O. Box 40981, Memphis, Tennessee 38104. We invite you to visit our website at www.wearecrosstown.com for more information about our church. Join us for our next broadcast next Sunday at 10 a.m. Be blessed and be better.